So I'll just pause there and make sure that there's at least some glimmerings of understanding this concept. It's quite difficult to get hold of, so don't worry if it doesn't immediately grasp. You can't experience the alia. You can't turn round and experience the alia. You can have a sort of dim sense of your consciousness as having depths which you can't sort of descend into. There's no psychic bathyscope that will take you down there, because the nature of that level of consciousness, of that kind of consciousness, is its unconsciousness, its dimness, its vagueness. The outlines are not clear, but you get some sense of it, of there being depths underlying your immediate experience. And for the Yogacara, this fact of the sense of the depths is very important, because it's the sense that there is a depth that leads you to identify an I. So, quickly, somebody asked me a question before I...
Can you say that again?
It's the sense that there are depths from which your experience emerges that you turn round, or that the manas turns round and identifies as I. Is it a bit, you know, when you're sitting there trying to do that exercise, I mean, we didn't go very far with it today, but you try to sort of think to yourself, well, there's all these sensations, these inner sensations of feeling and thoughts and the mood and so forth. But there's nothing more than that. But there's a strong sense, no, there is something more. It comes from somewhere. There's something at the back of it. Well, what the Yogacara says is what's at the back of it is the alia. It's that dim base to consciousness from which experience emerges that you're identifying as I. You seize onto it as I. This is not common Buddhist theory. This Yogacara is the only Buddhist theoretical structure that offers an explanation for the I identification. Vasika, yeah. Yes, well, I suppose if you like, that you have a range of experiences which you organise. You have experiences in the present, you have memories which are experiences in the present which purport to belong to the past. If you see what I mean, being rather careful about it. And you organise those into a unity around a particular identity, me. But the common Buddhist idea, the Yogacara idea in particular, is that useful as that is for pragmatic purposes, it has no ultimate validity. It's merely an operational concept that helps you to get along with things. So memory is only part of what you organise in terms of an I.
I was thinking of a couple of questions. It seems like... particularly the earlier idea of a seed that comes to fruition suggests a particular time direction.
Yeah.
As if that's sort of built into the nature of reality in some kind of way, which doesn't seem to be the same as the way some people might talk about insight as being beyond time. And the other thing I was wondering about was it also suggests a sort of linear causality. I guess that's probably the same thing.
Well, I'm not quite sure where the notion of enlightenment came in, or...
Well, I was sort of thinking I've heard insight as being described as being beyond time.
Mm-hmm.
So that time is sort of it's a functional sort of way of...
Yeah.
Or something, I don't know, but the slightly mechanistic suggestion about the alaya, having a sort of, you know, seeds that... something happens to the seed and then it flowers.
But this whole structure is within time. I think there's a bit of a problem, because somewhere or other in the FWBO, we've kind of identified the alia with something transcendental. But that's not the case. There is.
You're explaining the whole situation as if time exists outside the situation that you're explaining, is what sort of mean. But I guess in a way, if you're talking about it within the structures of time, that
Sense. Yeah. Well, the alia, you could say, emerges simultaneous with and probably the notion of time and space is also contained within the alia.
Yeah.
If you see what I mean. Well, not in Buddhist tradition, that any conscious, any self-conscious entity would have alia, apart from those who have exhausted the alia, that is those who are enlightened. You see what I mean? So non-human beings of various kinds would have the alia as the means for the transmission of past actions into the present experience.
I was just wondering if, just in human terms and in psychological terms, whether an experience of the alia may well be when you're faced with different conditions but respond in a kind of habitual way that you recognise from time past. So old patterns repeating in the face of new conditions.
No, I wouldn't. I think that might be. The problem is that the notion of the alia comes quite close to notions of unconscious, subconscious, and so forth. And it certainly perhaps contains and overlaps those notions. But it's something more than that as well. What is being said is that this very flaw here, or rather the sensations that I'm interpreting as flaw, emerge from the alia. So the whole experiential situation right now emerges from the alia. That we're having the sort of experience that we're having right now, right across the spectrum of experience, from the inward to the outward dimension, all of that comes from the alia.
Thank you. That's
yeah.
Keep reminding me.
Yeah. It's difficult to get, because it's a completely different way of looking at things. And it is counterintuitive, I think quite powerfully so, to counteract our common sense assumptions. But quite difficult to get hold of.
It's like this kind of bucket which you get born with, and it's only got like remnants of the last life, and then as you go along you keep filling up this bucket.
Except the bucket itself is also being reconstructed. All the time. The text says that it is in perpetual transformation, like an ever-flowing torrent of water. So that the past influence is constantly setting up repatterning as the alia, and transmitting that influence through the alia. So if you like, the three metaphors approach it. It's interesting, I think, that there are three metaphors used. One considers it as something that's formed. One considers it as something that's a container, so to speak, fixed and enduring, and the other conceives of it as something that is entirely dynamic, and it's got all those three kind of resonances. Yeah.
I was wondering about reincarnation.
Huh.
When you talk about all the seeds,
yeah,
might be already there.
Yeah.
For all of us.
Yeah.
Well,
that would be the later Yogacara theory, that as a result of your past actions, you set off the seeds within the alia that are the seeds of your present birth. So it's said that your kind of experience of body is contained within the alia, so that, you know, whether you've got two arms or six legs is, as it were, determined by the actions that you've laid down in the alia. Now, of course, this is all, you know, assuming huge points about rebirth, but let's just take that for the time being. It's another subject.